For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Native Americans living on Montana's tribal lands often can't get help with legal problems. Either services aren't available or they're too expensive. Now, the Tribal Advocate Incubator Project is training lay people to help tribe members with civil issues like divorces and wills in tribal courts. Advocacy coordinator Valerie Falstown says lay advocates, while not lawyers, understand the distinctive challenges.
The remote nature of Montana's seven reservations and the lack of locally available educational programs contribute to the shortage of qualified lay advocates in Montana's tribal communities.
She says legal aid organizations in other states are talking about replicating Montana's program to help those tribal members with low or moderate incomes.
So it has a huge impact with all of the community members who now have access to legal services.
Rural healthcare desperately needs workers, but legislation to help is stalled. Susanna Brown has more.
Already, short-handed rural hospitals are losing workers for a lot of reasons, including competition from cities and a loss of pandemic-era assistance. Brock Slabach, COO of the National Rural Health Association, says these factors are putting a strain on rural healthcare systems.
I'm hearing more signals of distress in rural hospitals.
He says bills in Congress could boost that workforce through things like student loan repayment for rural providers.
There's a lot of different bills that we're looking at there that will definitely help in terms of going forward.
But 2023 was Congress's least productive year in almost a century, and the legislation is stuck in committee. I'm Susanna Brown.
In the small town of LaGrange, Texas, a retail phenomenon is helping rural families thrive. At the Second Chance Emporium, shirts and pants sell for a buck or two. A table is $10, while a couch sells for $25. When Daily Yonder contributor Bill Bishop visited, the first shopper arrived at 3:30 a.m., more than 5 hours before the doors opened.
A family can come in and outfit all their kids for less than $10.
The Second Chance Emporium is a nonprofit staffed and run by local churches. That might not be unusual, but in this case, any profits are given back in grants to community groups.
One new thing that the money has been used for is to pay high school senior band members to attend concerts.
Since Second Chance opened its doors in the late 1960s, it's returned over $4 million to nonprofits in the sparsely populated prairie between Austin and Houston. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.